listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibrations Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. We're vibing right now on LATalkRadio.com, the most listened to internet radio talk station in the world. Broadcasting from the beautiful Sherman Oaks, California. You just tuned into our frequency. Oh. Do you guys feel the rocket ship? Do you feel it? It's rumbling. We about to blast off into space. Alright guys, please hold your seatbelts tightly across your chest. Mission control. We are igniting for takeoff in 3, 2, 1. I'm just messing around, guys, but really, we're broadcasting to you from the beautiful outer space, California, on the Vibration Station's rocket ship, blasting off into space. That's what we do every Sunday here on LATalkRadio.com. What's going on, guys? As you know, this is the station where we talk about anything and everything that can raise your vibration. You got something on your mind, you can call us live on the air, 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. You can also email me live on the air. That's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. I'm your host, David Cohen. We got co-host Justin Siegel.
Hello.
How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing well.
Hey, man, just another beautiful day in the studio, right?
Just another beautiful day.
Actually, I was just talking to Mission Control, and they said that we are approximately 55,000 miles away from the sun's surface, getting pretty close to their gravitational well. I don't know how we're broadcasting to you from space, but we're doing it.
We can do that.
Little do you know, we're actually not using a microphone to talk to you. We're using our minds. We are mind fucking you. No, I'm just kidding. No, but we are in your brains. We're broadcasting the Vibration Station in your brain.
Adios, turd nuggets.
There we go. That's Marvin the Martian.
Hi.
How you doing today, Marvin?
I'm good.
Nice. Hey, man, how's Jupiter?
It's good.
Big?
No.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no. Yes.
Yes.
He does that well, man. Yes. Marvin's from just a whole other planet, bro. I don't even know.
Yes.
So listen, guys, we got a real great show lined up for you today. We're going to drop later in the show new WMDT Davy Crockett music. Woo-woo! Check it out. We got SoundCloud, WMDT, and Davy Crockett. We got Facebook, WMDT.
No, it's actually Davy Crockett Music.
Oh, well, right. SoundCloud, absolutely.
URL,
Davy Crockett Music. If you want to search it, though, you can type in WMDT, Davy Crockett. Facebook, search WMDT, Davy Crockett.
Check it out.
Bandcamp, search WMDT, Davy Crockett. You can also, obviously, check out Dave's Good Vibration Station on Facebook. Like us, love us, hate us, write us, whatever. We don't care. Just as long as you're listening. We got a great show lined up for you today. What we're going to be talking about today is crossing boundaries.
Yeah.
Crossing boundaries, meaning, every single day of our lives, whether we're driving on the freeway and somebody cuts us off, or we're around some friends and, you know, something goes down or whatever happens, every single day we're put in positions where we have an opportunity to either interject in the situation or to leave it be and let people work out their own stuff. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, when it's appropriate and inappropriate to enter in somebody else's business. Now, the reason why we chose to do this today is because Justin and I were talking a few days ago, and we were talking about how people, I don't know, at least for me lately, I just feel like people have really been overstepping boundaries, getting in other people's business, trying to take charge because they think that, you know, they know what's best for you. Maybe they do know what's best for you. Maybe they should just stay out of it. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're also going to be touching on a few other things as we go on in the show, like why people like to get into other people's business. What within them is so intriguing? Can't you just like your own life enough to get out of other people's shit? No, I'm totally kidding. But here's the thing, guys. Let's go back to the basics. Let's talk reality television. Before you cut that guy off on the freeway, and then he drives next to you, and he has his middle finger out the window, and he's cussing at you, and then he's telling you to pull over, and he gets behind you, and he's riding your ass, and there's all this, you know, and then you see this going on, you know, and then what, do you get involved? You know, do you maybe tell, you know, drive up to this guy and, like, tell him to, you know, put your hand down, like, calm down, or, you know, or do you just leave it? I don't know. You know, or do you see, you know, you see two people fighting, are you going to run up to them and, you know, are you going to try to get in the middle and be like, no, stop, like, you see two people arguing, are you going to run up, are you going to be like, no, stop, guys, stop arguing, or, you know, whatever, what are you going to do? So that's the whole thing. I think a lot of it has to do the mindset of when you watch reality television. So, Justin.
Yes.
When you're sitting in your bed at night, and you're watching Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm. Love me some Jersey Shore every night.
Or the Pauly D Project.
Oh, even better.
Even better.
Or both.
Or both. You have two TVs simultaneously.
Mob Wives.
Dude, Mob Wives.
Mob Wives. Yeah.
Chloe and Lamar.
Anyway.
I can thank my girlfriend for watching all these shows. We'll be laying down. Be like, can we watch Family Guy? No, Chloe and Lamar. Great. Awesome. That's fine, babe. No, so here's the thing. I think that, you know, part of the reason why people are so entitled to get involved with other people's business is because when they watch these reality TV shows, it makes them feel like they're a part of something, you know?
Yep.
For example, when, you know, when you have fucking 15 million, I don't even know, that's just a number I pulled out of my ass. I'm going to say, we'll say, what, 8? Maybe 10 million people watching Jersey Shore. There's a lot of people that watch that show. You know, you have all these people watching Jersey Shore. Well, why do they like it? You know, why do they wear the shirts that say, you know, smush, or I don't fucking know, dude. You know, these
situation,
like these, yeah. This situation, JWoww, you know, like you see people, it's because they feel some sort of entitlement. They feel the sense of a part ofness, you know, like as if they're in the show, you know?
And it's just entertaining to watch them.
Oh, absolutely.
People
absolutely.
Fight and get drunk and whatever. And people like that. They like to live it.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like you're part of it.
Right. You know? And I feel like, you know, if it wasn't for all these reality TV shows, I feel like a lot of people would not so much feel like they're a part of everybody else's business. You know what I mean? I have a question. Okay, so this show, what is it? Keeping Up with the Kardashians, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, and I'm not putting any of these shows down. Like, you know, I understand that, you know, there's some cool things that can come out of these shows, and people really look forward to watching them and all this. But what I'm saying is, I just don't fully understand, you know, how there could be a full season after season of these shows where literally it's a camera following around these people's lives. Yes, they're rich. Yes, they live in a big house and you know, they go on photo shoots all the time. And you know, like, that's really cool, you know, but so is, like, fucking 500,000 other people in the world. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And it's just, to me, it's just so fascinating how involved people can get in other people's lives. That kicks me off to my next question for Mr. Siegel over here. Mm-hmm. My brother, my dog. Justin, I have a question for you. So mm-hmm. you are, let's say you're walking down Ventura. You're, you know, getting some clothes at your favorite store. And all of a sudden you come outside and you see two guys, mid-20s, and they're yelling at each other. It's in the middle of the street, and, you know, you're pretty close to them. You're pretty close to them. You're probably, you know, maybe a couple yards away, maybe, you know, 30 feet away from them, whatever. And they're yelling, they're screaming at each other. He's going, oh, F you, man. Oh, this is bullshit. Like, oh, you know, all getting up in each other's face and stuff. What do you do in that situation? Just you personally, what do you do in that situation? Would you walk away? Would you be like, hey, guys, can we all just get along?
No, I wouldn't step in immediately.
No.
I would just, like, see where going, like, where it's going. You know, if it's
would you
like,
watch? Would you stay for a
yeah,
minute and
yeah,
watch?
Probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it escalating to like physical fighting?
You know, man, we don't know. They're right now. They're just yelling at each other.
I probably wouldn't.
We got Mike and Jerry.
You know,
dude.
People have their own business mm-hmm. they need to deal with, and I'm not gonna step in and
word
be that guy. That,
yeah,
you know, if
right?
it's like something, it's something dangerous. If they're like putting people in danger, I would right. you know say maybe cool it. But if it's just them arguing, like
right,
you know, I'd let it cool off. On its own.
Right. Now, I have another question. Here we go. Now, take the exact same situation. We got Mike and Jerry. Mike is fucking pissed at Jerry because Jerry told Mike's girlfriend that Mike was being a bad person or something.
I don't know.
So, Mike and Jerry have this thing going on. But here we go. Justin is best friends with Mike. Okay? So, Mike, Jerry, and Justin are all there. Justin, Mike and Jerry came with Justin to go to Justin's favorite store. You know, they didn't find anything they liked. Justin comes out shopping. All of a sudden, Mike and Jerry are yelling at each other. They're getting in each other's faces. Mike is like, fuck you, Jerry. Jerry's like, Mike, you're such a dick. What do you do now, man? They're in each other's face.
And now that I know them personally?
Now that you know them personally.
Well,
you're best
yeah,
friends with
I'd
Mike
them,
and Jerry.
I'd tell them to back. I'd kind of just push them away from each other.
Okay.
In a way that doesn't elevate the situation more.
Right.
I wouldn't want to be like, you know, putting more pressure on. I just want to cool it down.
Cool it down.
If right? I didn't, if I just, if I knew them. Yeah.
Right.
If you're friends, obviously, you kind of just want to like lower the tension.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, let's say that we're in a backyard. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's in a backyard and the same thing happens. Right. But let's say that Mike gets mad, and we're going to escalate the situation even more, and Mike throws a punch. Okay, Mike throws a punch at Jerry. Jerry throws a punch at Mike. All of a sudden, there's this little scrap going on between Mike and Jerry. Justin, what are you going to do, bro?
Fight them. No, I'm just
kidding. No. I'm going to pull out my nine, put it to Jerry's head, and be like, yo, you chill. Bust out the arrows, dude.
No, especially if they're fighting then, I think... Like, if they're in a backyard, other people would get involved, and you'd kind of need to stop that.
Right,
like,
absolutely.
Like, a fist fight like that, you kind of just need to stop.
You got to get in the way. Yeah, absolutely.
You got to bring that to an end.
I agree. And I also feel like, you know, I feel like, wow, this is such a great thing. I feel like one of the biggest things is people's intention. What I mean by that is when a person feels the need to step in and get involved in somebody else's business, right? They have an intention, right? Let's say that two people are arguing or whatever, and this person's in, you know, two people are arguing, and somebody who's friends with these people sees that they're arguing, right? Well, this person that sees that, you know, their friends are arguing, they have a good intention, right? Their intention is to calm the situation down, to make everybody, you know, calmer than it already is. Not to come in and escalate and blow the situation up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
To lower it.
So people, listen. I'm just saying from personal experience, if you're in a situation where two people have shit with each other or are arguing, right? And you have this intention, you try to come in, and that's great if you want to come in and try to cool things down, but make sure that you stick with your intention and you don't get your own ego involved with their argument. You know what I mean? For example, instead of coming in to an argument and, you know, if you come into this argument and you're like, all right, guys, listen, there's no point to do this. You're being out of line, you know. This person, you're being out of line. You guys got to relax. You guys got to chill. Let's just talk this out. Let's calm down. Let's, you know, have a beer, whatever. Chill back, you know. You don't need to have a beer. I was just throwing it. But you know what I mean? That's great. I think that's really positive. That's an amazing intention. You're really trying to better a situation. You're trying to take a situation that was once out of control and get it grounded again. And that's a really positive thing. Mm-hmm. But when somebody has that intention, but then they allow their own ego to get in the way, and then they come in and start pointing fingers and pushing people away, and then all of a sudden they become the reason, they become the main focus of drama, then you're just creating shit for everybody else around you, man. You know, if you want to come in and you're going to be like, no, you fucking sit down, you're being an asshole, like, no, get away. You do this. You do that. Wow, man. You're just blowing up the situation. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. You're just blowing up the situation.
Doesn't help. It's bad.
It really doesn't help. And it's just so frustrating when people try to take over somebody else's deal. You know?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
People just stick to your own shit. Yeah. Davey's had a little bit too much
shit.
Monster. Justin, have you been in a similar situation?
Yeah, not like exact. Yeah. Yeah, I've been in a situation where people, you know, people try to involve themselves.
Right.
When it's kind of out of line.
Right.
And it's kind of annoying. Like, you appreciate their concern and what they're trying to do, but, like, they don't have a say in, like, what you're going through.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Some people push themselves, you know, into, they overstep their boundaries.
Totally.
Exactly.
Overstepping boundaries. Mm-hmm. That's what the show's about. Mm-hmm. Justin, have you ever been in a situation where there's been two people, you know, or a group of people, whatever, having their shit, and then you've stepped in and you know, done something about it or suggested something? Maybe?
Yeah. And like in a way that's not infringed, like doesn't feel
right,
like I'm coming
right
upon them. I just try to like be cool with it. Just tell everybody to chill.
Right.
Just for the sake of everybody.
Right.
I'm not trying to like involve myself with their deal. If they really want to go at it, I'll let it be. Like, I don't care.
Right, know? Right.
But like, just for everybody's sake. Try to keep it toned down.
Everybody should pull a Justin. Why can't everybody just be like Justin? I'm just kidding. Wow, the world would be a better place. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. You don't mean it?
I mean it, Justin. I mean it, bro. No, but seriously, that's the thing to do like that. Now, have you ever been in a situation, Justin, where you've been arguing or something and somebody has overstepped their boundaries with you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Word.
And then I just feel like, you know what, I just want to tell them to back off. Like,
right.
I don't, yeah.
Right. Totally.
It's a tricky situation.
It's
like
such
people,
a...
your intentions are obviously good. No one's gonna come and trying to sabotage you.
Right.
But
right.
You know, it's annoying sometimes.
It is. I feel like the big reason why I wanted to have this show today is just to show other people perspective. You know, everything, it's all about perspective. It's the way that you view something. It's the way that, you know, you view yourself in a situation, right? Mm-hmm. So if you view yourself like the, you know, the person that always breaks all the fights up and the person that, you know, is always the, you know, the sane one in the group, whatever, you know, like the person that's always saying, hey guys, relax, you know, hey guys, do this. And like, if you're always that guy, you know, then like, that's really cool, you know, that like, that you have the ability to have the level-headed, you know, frame of mind enough to be like, okay, you guys are being out of line, you guys need to relax and this and that. But, you know, if you view yourself like the person that just looks for opportunities to involve themselves, you know what I mean? That's a whole other thing, is like, you know, just being at the right place in the right time, or, you know, actually seeking opportunities to put yourself in, right? To make mm-hmm. you be the bigger person. I feel like that's another person where, you know, I'm sorry, that's another situation where, you know, the frame of mind is a bit flawed. is if there's a person that feels like they're entitled and feels like they know, you know, the right thing to do all the time, regardless of what anybody says, you know, that's the right thing to do, then maybe you need to have a little check. You know, you just need to check yourself out and see, really, why are you looking for situations to involve yourself in, or why do you feel like you're always right, you know?
Exactly.
So, I mean, I don't know. There's, you know, there's only so much you could say about, you know, crossing your boundaries and making sure that, you know, you don't overstep in somebody else's stuff. You know what I mean? Also, I think that it's really, really healthy to allow two people to work their stuff out.
To finish, yeah.
Right.
You know, they'll do it on their own.
Right. You know? To take it upon your shoulders to get involved with, you know, somebody else's argument or somebody else's conversation, what you're doing is you're just throwing in your own energy in there. You're kind of like throwing in your own field.
Mixing, yeah, you're just mixing bad. It's just a cauldron of just brooding, you know, anger.
It's like the three witches in Hamlet.
Yes.
That's the bubbling cauldron.
Yeah.
You guys are like nice sound effects, Dave.
That was.
Yeah. Hey guys, check this out. We're gonna segue real quick. What we're gonna do is we're gonna drop Simulated Lives. This is WMDT, Davy Crockett's new release music. We just like to put it on because it's a good vibe. Check it out. We love you. Let us know what you think.
Freedom farming into the hands of the youth. It's soon June gloom come upon us when the flowers bloom. When we grow up, we blow up. Look at us now, higher than angels when they first saw God frown. You're stuck to the ground like another taskmaster. Spellcaster, ink plastered faster than the fresh MC. Runs away from my vernacular, but hey, still the poet is a rapper. When the beat stacks like the bones on the wing flapper, mic snatcher, jacket stabbing, now my thoughts are laughter. I'm a rocket blaster blasting off into space. Hey man, hop on the mothership of masters. About a kid's first check with a couple extra zeros. There's something about the first time that he was deemed a hero. Something about the first time the kid got smashed. Face stained with a head paint and a marker mustache. If you must ask, that's madness. Unlike last time I had less. It's fastest when I digress, diverge, now I'm stressed. Tangible, like an oracle giving chloroform. Screaming out SOS, cause man, I'm fucking overboard.
Overboard. Overboard.
Well, it's the same shit that we got when we were young. Days are slow, years are fast. So let me tell you, son, we about to crumble. Rebel rumble, fumble stumble into the next honey's arms that'll make your ego humbled. Allow me to jumble the everlasting fire that sits in your mind when she reminds you of desire. So listen, I ain't gonna shove it in your baby's face. I'm just looking out for this whole generation's race.
That's the one, guys. Davy Crockett, WMDT. Well, WMDT and Davy Crockett. That was Simulated Lives. We just released that a few days ago. And we're just trying to spread the message, spread the word. Word, word, word.
Word.
Also,
word.
What you guys got to do is if you are in the San Fernando Valley, you should get Valley News Group newspaper. It's amazing. They've been around for many a years. One of the leading edge newspapers in the Valley with the most, just the most Valley news information, all this stuff. Valley News Group is just, they're amazing. They're some of the most supportive people for their community in the history of the San Fernando Valley. They're just amazing people. They have an amazing intention, and everything that they do is to better the community. The Vibration Station really appreciates and supports everything that Valley News Group does. You guys definitely got to check them out. We are going to segue into, healthy conversations, right? We've touched on, crossing boundaries. If you guys are just tuning in with us, we were just talking about crossing boundaries and what's appropriate and inappropriate, when you should step in when your friends are arguing, or anybody for that matter, when it's appropriate or inappropriate to show your peace of mind. We were talking about that. Now what we're going to do with that, I think it's kind of in the same generalization as healthy communication and different ways of healthy communication, different types of relationships and the communication that will most serve both parties. So first, I just want to kick off, when we say relationships, the most, common type of relationship that everybody thinks of is, the boy and the girl relationship, the boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, blah, blah, blah. I like you, you like me, any kind of that relationship going on. Just to kick off, I want to say, I feel as if the
Wait.
Yes, please. What's up, bro?
It could be girl and girl.
It can be girl and girl and guy on guy. Absolutely.
Just saying.
Totally. No, absolutely.
Don't want to offend people,
No, totally.
We're for equality.
We are all about equality, man. All about equality. Thanks, JJ. JJ, where did that come from? Why did I just call you JJ?
I don't know.
Do you want to hear something weird? Side note.
You just called me JJ.
I just called you JJ. That's weird. My best friend in kindergarten, actually preschool and kindergarten, his name was JJ. Well, his name was Justin, but I called him JJ. Wow, that was like something weird from like my subconscious that just came out.
Popped up.
Preschool David is like coming out. Hey, JJ. Do you want to play handball, JJ? Dude, where's Marvin at, bro?
Yeah. Hello. Marvin.
We love Marvin, man. Marvin the fucking Martian,
Marvin.
Bro.
Marvin.
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 What does Marvin have to say about relationships? Like, shit.
Well, Marvin doesn't get out much. he doesn't get out.
Marvin, do you have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Mm. What's her name?
Monica.
Monica. Marvin and Monica the Martians. That's sweet. Is she a Martian?
I don't know. I just met her on the internet.
Really?
We don't meet in person.
You guys don't meet in person? Oh, just you just do the telepathic thing because you guys are like...
She's mail order.
Oh, hey, Marvin, order. Look at you, man, coming mail in strong order. With the mail order Martians. Nice.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, guys. Well, I was going to say, in any relationship, like we were saying, guy, girl, 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 anything. If there's some relationship, where you and another person, are having feelings for each other and this and that, and you guys, I would say the absolute best form of communication is listening. That is the first thing in any form of communication, especially in a relationship, especially in like a, in a loving type of relationship. Because if one party will not listen to the other, then you literally don't have any form of communication. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I get emails from listeners a lot, and I'm emailing you guys back, You know, I get a lot of emails from listeners saying, oh, Dave, you know, my girlfriend did this and I feel this way and I'm trying to tell her, but she won't listen. Or it's like, hey, Dave, my boyfriend, blah, 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 and this and that. And like what I say to most of my listeners that'll email me is I'm just going to be like, here's the thing. The only reason why two people would ever get into an argument or a disagreement is because they don't hear each other out.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't right? listen.
Like, otherwise, okay, for example, Justin, mm-hmm. if I say to Justin, hey, man, you know, I really don't appreciate it when you do that, X factor, to mm-hmm. do X, right?
Yes.
And then Justin's like, well, you know, man, I don't appreciate it when you do that.
That's not going anywhere.
That's not going anywhere, right? Absolutely. If and then it's just a banner, well, you know, I don't like it when you do this because that makes me. God. And then he's like, well, I don't like it when you do that. Well, fuck you, man. Well, oh, you want a knuckle sandwich, bro? No, dude. I love you too much, man. I could never. But, you know, that's just like how stuff starts. And it's the fact that each person in the relationship is not allowing themselves to just chill the ego out. They got to take the ego out of what they're trying to say, because there's no form of communication when you have your ego blasting in somebody else's face, you know, to defend yourself. You know, if somebody is approaching you and saying, I don't like it when you do that, especially if it's your boyfriend or your girlfriend or somebody that you really love and care about, if they're coming to you and they're like, I don't like it when you do that, you know, or I'd prefer it if you didn't do that. The best thing to do in that situation is to look at them and be like, you know, I'm really sorry for doing that. I didn't know that I don't mean to offend you, you know, or I did mean to offend you because you hurt me this way. I'm sorry for doing that. I won't do that in the future, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's just, I just feel like in today's society, especially within our youth, you know, within like kids our age and, you know, even, you know, between the ages of 14 and 25, you know, just like kids and people, they don't really know how to properly communicate with each other. You always hear stories, oh, I'm in a fight with her, I'm in a fight with him, oh, he's a dick, she's a dick, this and that, and all this name calling, and it's just because nobody's willing to listen. And if you guys would actually open up a little bit to listen up, you'll see that the person is just trying to better the relationship. You'll see that the person is just trying to show perspective and just trying to be like, listen, I don't like it when you do that because, you know? And then you don't got to be so defensive. Just be like, you know, I'm sorry that I did that, because then everything else works out. Imagine, that's why wars were started, man. That's why we're...
Exactly.
Think of like, you know... let's see, like Islam, you know what I mean? Like not Islam. Wait, not Islam.
Islam's a religion.
I know.
Where are we going?
Well, I was hearing like the religion, like religious wars, you know,
like extremist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you got one guy over here saying, no, the way to heaven is, you know, to suicide myself, you know, and then I go to, and then you have somebody else over here that's like, no, that's not right. The fucking right way. Like, what are you doing? You know, it's just,
yeah,
no, that's a completely different.
Well, that's not really communication. That's like viewpoints, very like strong ideals, and it kind of, they conflict, but like,
right.
An example.
Yeah. Please, Justin, save me. Save me from myself.
Wars. I mean, there's like, I don't know if I would put wars. Those are a little more, you know, detailed in like how they form about. But
there's
like arguments where people, you know, they don't listen. Yeah, communication.
Right.
You don't listen to the other person. You're interrupting them, and you fight fire with fire.
Right.
And it just leads to everybody burning.
Right. Okay.
You know.
Oh. You fight fire with fire. It just leads to everybody burning. Jay Siegel himself, in the building. That's absolutely true, though, Justin. That's a very profound statement, and I absolutely agree with it. You've always heard, two wrongs don't make a right, but this is my favorite. Two wrongs don't make a right, but three rights make a left.
Make a left, yeah. Yeah.
But seriously, guys, two wrongs don't make a right, and I feel like, and I could be wrong here, but I feel like also, you know, when people are so engulfed in the argument itself, and when you Take yourself right now. I'm going to take me. I'm going to do me. You do you. No. We're going to take yourself, right? Put yourself in a situation where you're arguing and all you're thinking about is getting your point across to them. I've been there before. I've been trying to argue or not argue. I've been trying to communicate a point to a person and I won't be listening to them because I'm so focused on my own deal and I'm so focused on getting my point across to them, you know, to the point where I don't even hear what they're saying, you know, but it's a matter of harnessing that and being like, wait, I'm doing myself. Not only am I doing them a great disservice by not listening to them,
as well.
I'm doing myself and everybody around me a great disservice by not listening to them.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Wow, this is just a show of inspiration. This is this is just great, guys. And the reason why we come on here and we say this is simply because, I don't know, we're just trying to better the world. Fuck it, man. We're just trying to, you know, show people, you know, another situation. Show people, you know, another idea of maybe they can look at, you know, maybe they can look at this in a positive way that you guys are arguing. Maybe, you know, this argument or this frustration that you have towards another person, which you love, can be actually turned into and harnessed into this, you know, immaculate love, you know, that like you guys finally got over the shit. You understand each other. And now that you guys have argued once or twice, you can, you know how to listen to each other, you know? Ah, goodness. I'm just happy to be here with you guys. What do you think, man? What do you think, Justin? I was just going to call you JJ again. Shit.
All I know is that I don't know. That's all I know.
Right.
All I know is I don't know nothing.
Thank you for listening.
No, I agree.
Right?
I agree.
Thanks. And I think that another really, really important part, and this is, well, I know you guys are like, Dave, chill. No, another really important part, is just really allowing yourself to put the defense mechanism down for a minute. Because
yes, that is key.
Right? Mm-hmm. We're so ready. Everybody, every single person is so ready to just defend themselves because they're afraid of being wrong.
And in defending yourself sometimes, you attack, kind of. You become offensive, you know.
Absolutely.
You're just, yeah. People don't accept. People never hold themselves
accountable
for if they did something. Maybe they didn't, maybe they did, they think they didn't, they actually did. That's why communication is so necessary.
Absolutely
necessary.
150%, man. I totally agree, you know. And it is because you're defending yourself, you know. You're the only person, that's all you have is you, you know, your thoughts, your reputation, the way you feel, you know. So if somebody is putting that in jeopardy, the first thing you're gonna do is jump on it like a lion. You don't want to put yourself in jeopardy. That sounds a lot like Rat-a-tat, man. You know.
Loud,
you know which one?
Loud pipes.
Yeah.
Whatever. What song is it?
That's funny. Hey guys, I just wanted to kick this one to you. Before we got off the show, we got about 12 minutes left, but I wanted to just remind you guys to practice your taboo. Check it out. WMDT, Davy Crockett, the song Before the Last we released. Let us know what you think.
Falling cause I'm fascinated, laughing cause I'm dilated, screaming cause I'm loved, flaccid cause I'm hated, ill cause I'm sedated. When I'm walking off the plank, it's like a newfound glory, smiling cause I begin to say. Coming my sentence astray. Open up, growing up, giving another grin. Take a sin out of your mind. Idolize, socialize, fantasize, real. Life is like a king, so man, it's best to fucking kneel. Tell me that the magic I could cast a force field over anyone that hates. I'll make it love is all you feel.
This beat exceeds a new breed, DNA. A planted seed feeds the golden dry leaves. This tree's been known to grow, so channel this mic till I explode. This throat implodes, no one noticed. I hope I'm all alone.
moment of some clarity. My mind is on the music, so I asked her if she married me. I'm barely there, absent mind is still on my path. I can't find just what I'm looking for, just what I'm looking for. Falling cause I'm fascinated, laughing cause I'm dilated, screaming cause I'm loved, flaccid cause I'm hated, ill cause I'm sedated. When I'm walking off the plank, it's like a newfound glory, smiling as I begin to say.
Guys, that is the fresh WMDT Davy Crockett. That was some Taboo. You got to make sure to practice. Oh, we're back on the air. If you guys are just tuning in, feel free to call in 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. Call in, tell us your stories where somebody got in your business. Whatever.
Yeah.
You can also email me live on the air. That's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Please email us. We love you.
We'll talk to you.
We talk to you, and we love all your emails. We get a lot of your emails. And
We'll all get in a big argument together.
We can do it. We can do it. We'll just start a big argument. I'm going to get in your business. You can get mine.
We'll overstep everybody's boundaries.
Yeah, bro. We'll have an overstepping boundary party.
Sounds good.
We can all get up in each other's faces, yell at each other.
Sounds great.
Tell each other how much we think we don't like each other. It's going to be a great time, guys. I'm looking forward to it. Wow. Sounds like the Germans. What?
Is it German?
Is that Germans? No. But thanks, guys.
I think you just lost all your German listeners.
There you go. They're out the window. No. But no, I think it's cool, you know, I think it's cool if you guys, you know, are open enough and are opportunists.
Yeah.
And hit me up, you know. And you're like, "Listen, Dave, here's the deal." Because what I do a lot of the time, what I'll do on the show is, you know, I can relate, you know, your life to other people's stories. You know what I mean? See, this show is all about just raising the frequency, becoming a better person, you know, helping you out, and then you helping us out. That's what it's all about. You know, it's just like this, it's a self-sustaining prophecy is what it is when we are open with each other. And we are connected. There's no difference between you and I, except for the difference in frequency.
Yeah.
Yeah. Essentially, we are all one. Under the same sun. And, you know, like I said, we really love and appreciate when you guys communicate to us, when you guys reach out to us and you're like, "Hey, Dave and Justin, I think you guys are fat." And we're just like, "Whatever. That's cool. We don't really care.
We're big bone."
Yeah, guys, really.
P-H-A-T, maybe.
Yeah, fat with a P-H to the T. Never when I want to be. Hey, when I to the K. Hey. I'm just messing around. Guys, with these last 5 minutes of the show, what I was really gonna do is open up. Well, obviously, but I was gonna say
up to you.
I was
tell us all our secrets.
Tell you all of our secrets. No, what I wanted to do in the last 5 minutes of the show is open up to the possibility of you guys sending, really trying to stress the opportunity for you guys to send us music. We've had this in the past. We have multiple artists on the show, and some really amazing artists, and we've had some phenomenal artists, some not phenomenal guests, and what we try to do on the Vibration Station is really spread your music, just like we're spreading ours. We want to help you get out there. We understand that in today's world, it's kind of hard to get heard. It's a little bit difficult to get listened to by the right people, and this show is just another opportunity for you to spread your music and give us your music. What you can do is you can email me at davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. If you're interested, email me an MP3 file of your music, or a few MP3 files of your music, the name, your artist name, or the name of your band, whatever, and then I can talk to you, and then we'll set up a day, a Sunday, where we can play your music on the show.
You call in and, you know, talk about stuff and...
Absolutely. Totally. Hey, yeah, we can also, what we do for you, because we love you, is we're going to tell everybody where they can hear your music and where they can get in contact with you, right? You never know who's listening. That's the beauty about the internet and about internet radio, is you never know who's listening. And even more than that, that's the beauty about LA Talk Radio. It's the most amazing internet radio talk station literally in the world. So blessed, so great, so awesome. So listen, guys, you really got to take advantage of this opportunity. If you're a musician, this is the place to be. This is what you got to do. Otherwise, you're just being silly.
Or if you do poetry.
Hey.
And you do spoken word.
Check it out.
You just call in and
check
do
it out.
Something.
Check it
or
out.
Or if you're an artist, you can just show your picture on the radio.
Yeah. Just yeah,
kidding.
If you guys you guys do a painting, you can come on the air and show everybody over the radio.
That'll work.
You know, I actually I went to this museum once, and it said see sound and what was it? See sound and hear sight.
Yeah.
It was crazy, and they actually had this machine where you can see sound and hear sight. Isn't that weird? Yeah, sound, it like, it just showed like, okay, so it played, it would play a frequency like, right? But then
it would
like,
come up with like, with, on a,
yeah, it would, yeah, exactly. Totally. It would be, they actually, it had a light, a little like red laser, and what the laser would do is they just had a projector on the wall, and it would be like, and then you would see the laser jump, right? But it was crazy, because like, the laser, like the light was sound activated.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, no, I see that. What about... Hearing sight.
Hearing sight. Honestly,
I'm sure about that.
I was way too high, man. No, I'm just I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding, guys. I was like 8 years old when I saw this. No, the hearing sight. I actually forget hearing sight. Yeah, I forget about that
when
I'm
hear.
Still. I don't know. Yeah. What do you hear for sight? Maybe a frequency. Maybe it's just the same thing, just backwards. I mean.
Whoa.
All of a sudden you, like you hear a red light. I don't know. I forget. I just thought it was pretty crazy. But in all seriousness, if you guys are musicians and artists, we really are all about spreading the creative energy, spreading this creative energy out into planet Earth and out into the universe. Marvin wants to hear your music. Once again, that's
Marvin.
Dave's. What were you gonna say?
Marvin.
Oh no! Oh no, folks! Marvin's back.
Nah, I gotta go. Bye, guys.
Oh no! Marvin's blasting off in his.
Bye, Marvin. See ya.
Dude, he literally just went at the speed of light through the roof of the studio and onto the planet Achnod.
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 That's the planet he's from. I had coffee with him the other day. I was like, what planet are you from? He's like, planet Achnod. What can I say? I was like, all right, Marvin, whatever you say. But seriously, guys, once again, if you want to email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. I'm going to say, make sure that you guys check us out on Facebook. That's Dave's Good Vibration Station. Very simple. Dave's Good Vibration Station in the search engine of Facebook. And you can also check us out, WMDT, Davy Crockett, Facebook, SoundCloud. We just want you guys to know that we send you unconditional love, light, happiness, laughter, and everything in between. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station, your co-host, Justin Siegel. I'm your host, Dave Cohen. Thanks for tuning in every Sunday. Spread the word, spread the message. We love you.
We love you.
See you in space.
Bye-bye.